And our final segment tonight, Lindsay Williams back on Coast to Coast AM. DVD series out called The Secrets of the Elite. We'll tell you a little bit about that later on. Final hour to go. We shall talk about all of this, putting it all together on Coast to Coast AM. Now, you know the name Lindsay Williams. He's been a minister for more than 50-plus years. He was invited to be the chaplain to the elite of the world for 3 years during the construction of the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and here he is back on Coast to Coast. Lindsay, how are you?
What a privilege it is to be with you tonight on Coast to Coast. George, I want to congratulate you on the most amazing evening of financial information that I have ever heard any network put together. Earlier tonight, I listened to Paul. I listened to everything Peter Schiff had to say. I listened to John Heumann Wolf. George, congratulations.
We have a great group of producers here, Lindsay. They do all the work. I just kind of like do the window dressing. How are you?
Well, you do a great job.
Thank you, my friend. What's new with you?
Well, the elite have told me just recently how to know when the financial crisis will take place. And I think probably out of courtesy for 3 years that I gave of my life to be their chaplain back numbers of years ago, I think probably is the reason that they told me what I should personally do in order to prepare for what is the inevitable and what's going to take place. You know, the men that I met back 35 years ago when I sat across the dinner table from them, sat in the board meetings with them, those people now are in their 70s and 80s. They're retired. They have families. Their families, their children are out in the business world. And believe it or not, they're rather upset about what the younger elite are doing. And they're very concerned about their own families. And I think they have told me some things within the past few months that they would have never said 5 years ago, George.
Well, that is absolutely true. As you look at things right now, Lindsay, and of course you have incredible biblical experience as well, do you see this tied into Revelation at all?
Oh, perfectly. I find everything happening. It's just that maybe I didn't expect it to quite happen in my lifetime. But yes, everything completely dovetails with the scriptures.
A lot of people made a lot of money in the Great Depression. Can that happen now?
Positively. In fact, the Great Depression of 1929 through 1933, great fortunes were made. Not everyone stood in a soup line in New York or San Francisco or Chicago. And if people know what the elite have just told me, they do not have to suffer through this. They positively can win over the new world order. And let me say, since it's been quite some time since I've had the privilege of being on Coast to Coast, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. And I've had the privilege over these years of keeping in touch with some of these people, and every time they've ever called me and told me something, it has happened exactly like they said it. And in 35 years' time, it has never failed one time. So everyone out there in the listening audience of Coast to Coast, will you please, right now, I beg of you, please go and get a pencil and piece of paper. Don't turn your dial. Don't change your radio. Get a pencil, piece of paper. I'm going to make some predictions given to me by the elite just recently. I will tell you how to know when this is going to take place, and I'm going to suggest to you what they have suggested to me to do, George.
Now, the fact that they're giving you inside information, Lindsay, because I've always heard the elite, you know, these are the people who want it all. They want all the power. They want everything. It sounds like they're trying to help you.
Well, they're trying to help me personally because, remember, these men probably never came in touch with a person face-to-face. I was on their oil field. They were not coming to my church. I'd been the pastor of a church for 12 years prior to that. And me being, I was kind of like a mascot on their oil field. And they would tell me things. And I think it developed a relationship that over these 35 years, they have maintained it and told me things that they probably do not tell anyone else. In fact, just recently they said, Chaplain, don't pay any attention to the stock market. The New York stock market, Wall Street, they said it is not an indication of anything. They said the plunge protection team controls it every day. They said, Chaplain, don't pay any attention to the euro. Even though Spain and Italy and Greece are in major trouble right now, they said, Chaplain, that is not the issue. What's happening in Europe? They said there is something else. Don't pay any attention to oil prices. They said if you wait until the stock market crashes, you've lost it. If you wait until the euro crashes, you've lost it. They said, Chaplain, we want to tell you what to watch so that you can spare your household and your dinner table.
Are they okay? They've taken care of themselves, haven't they?
Oh, they've already taken care of themselves. They've gotten out of paper a long time ago. I'll mention one name, because over the 35 years that I have been doing radio shows and since I wrote my book, Energy Non-Crisis, so many people have said, oh, Chaplain Williams, he didn't know what he was talking about. He's just out there blowing off his hat. And then finally, 1 year ago, one of my latest friends passed away. And for the first time, out of respect for them, I had not said anything before. For the first time, I was allowed to give his name. His name was Mr. Ken Fromm, senior executive with Atlantic Richfield. And people looked him up and found out he was exactly who I've been saying all these years he was. And now, of course, I've still got a few individuals that are in their 70s and 80s that pass information on to me. So finally, I've been vindicated in all those things I told about Gull Island and the other things I said in my book, Energy Non-Crisis.
What happens to people, Lindsay, when they reach this level of success, power, money? Do they change? Do they forget about the average person?
Oh, positively. The average person doesn't matter to them at all. There's one thing, the New World Order, and what they intend to do, they have a reason for doing all of this. First of all, let me say, the elite have intentionally postponed the financial collapse. Now, this I haven't heard said so far yet tonight, so let me bring it out if I may. They are in the process right now of creating massive debt in every nation in the world, every state in the United States of America, every city, every county. They should have allowed the financial collapse to take place in the last few months of the administration of our previous president, Mr. Bush. Instead, they brought in QE1, they brought in QE2, and they have told me recently, Chaplain, you have a window of opportunity. Take advantage of it right now while the dollar still has value. We are creating massive debt so that, for instance, whenever they finally allow the financial collapse to take place in order to bring in that new world order, which the name of the game is control. He said, Chaplain, we just barely step in and say, Greece, you don't have any choice. We bought your paper. We bought your bonds. We own you. You must accept our new world order. You must accept our new currency. America, you will have to give up your constitution. I'm sorry, but your currency has already failed, and you don't have any choice. You must. This is the name of the game. The end result, they want to bring in their new world order with their basically saying, yeah, we'll be more than happy. You can't make your house payment now. We'll turn around and rent you that house back for the rest of your days. That's what it's all about, George.
How fast is this moving, Lindsay?
This
plan?
It's moving very rapidly. And I would urge people to, please, now let me give you four pointers very quickly, because You need to know exactly how to know when it's happening. You see, if you take precautions in advance, you do not need to go hungry. You don't need to take a loss. But if you don't know the issues, you're in trouble. Write down four words for me. If you would like to know in advance, before the financial collapse takes place, I've told you what not to watch. Don't watch the stock market, the euro. Don't pay any attention to oil prices. You need to know that, and this was created back 30, 35 years ago. I'm going to give you a name in just a moment, so you'll be ready to write it down. I hope you have those pencils and papers. Whenever there comes a crack in the derivative market, I was so glad, George, earlier tonight when I listened to one of your presentations, they talked about the derivative market. I almost wanted to shout. I'm sure you could almost hear me up there. Whenever there comes a crack in the derivative market, you will know that the financial collapse is about ready to take place. Let me give you a name. Please write it down. A true Wall Street insider of many, many years, Mr. Tom Fowler, F-Y-L-E-R. Tom Fowler helped me produce my latest DVD series, 3.5 Hours of Secrets of the Elite. He actually flew to the West Coast, went in and gave his testimony for the first time. He said 35 years ago he was on Wall Street, and he said he was told to begin selling derivatives. About a week later, one of the elite came to him and told him, you know, he and I met some of the same people. and we've compared notes. And he said that one of them came to him and told him, the reason we have developed the derivative market is because whenever we're ready to allow the worldwide financial collapse to take place, we're going to do it with derivatives. George, this is so amazing. Now, how can the average person know when a crack comes in the derivative market? Please write down three items. You can follow it. Please put them up beside your calendar. And when you see it actually take place, you're going to come back and say, oh, George Norrie had a profit on his program that night. Don't you dare say that. I am not a prophet. I don't get this from tea leaves. This doesn't come from any fortune teller. I got this directly from the elite themselves, and before long, as old as one of them is, I may be able to give his name too. How will you know when there is a crack in the derivative market? First of all, there will be currency wars. Please, write these down. You can follow them. Now, the derivative market today is nothing but an unregulated global casino for banks.
That's right.
And whenever you understand that the banks, okay, the other day, a private businessman here locally where I live came to me and he said, Chaplain, if I had $1 million in the bank that I do business with and I wanted to go and borrow $500,000 for my small business on a small business loan, he said I couldn't get it. He said I went to the bank and tried. He said, go and try to get a house mortgage. He said, they almost want to laugh at you anymore. He said, Chaplain, and this is what the elite just told me also, the four major banks of America have taken the money that we gave them through QE1 and QE2, and instead of giving it back into the economy of America to small businesses and to mortgage loans, they have intentionally put it into the derivative market. I'm going to give you the figures right now. JPMorgan Chase has an exposure in the derivative market of $70.1 trillion. You heard me correctly. I did not say billion. I said trillion. Citibank has an exposure of $52.1 trillion. How did they invest this money? They got it from QE1 and QE2 that the Federal Reserve gave them, and instead of giving it back to you to boost the American economy, they put it in the derivative market. The Bank of America has a $50.1 trillion exposure to the derivative market, and Goldman Sachs has $44.2 trillion. This adds up to approximately $200 trillion. This is three times the size of the entire global economy. Can you imagine when a crack comes in the derivative market that it is going to bring down every currency in the world all at one time, and you can know in advance before it happens, George?
Well, that's a good sign. I think people need to be aware of these things, Lindsay. I've always been telling people we're in this together, that whatever happens, you know, and I'm not talking about the elitists, I'm talking about most people, we're all in this pot together, aren't we?
Yes, and we're all going to suffer from it, but some will be like the ones did in 1929 through 1933. They can make great fortunes in it instead of suffering. Let me give you an example of currency wars, which will be the first sign that the average person can notice when there's a crack in the derivative market. It just happened. Write the date down. I want you to go back and prove this for yourself. Everything I'm saying tonight will not be just something hearsay. I'm going to give you dates and times. On April the 14th of 2012, China initiated the first currency war in direct retaliation against the United States of America, and they said on that date, we're going to allow our currency to float from 0.5 to 1% against the American dollar. Do you realize that if China allowed it to go to 1% against the American dollar, that is a 100% increase of every product in Walmart and Target that has a tag on it, said made in China. They haven't done it yet, but they've warned the Americans, don't you dare put in QE3, or if you do, you're in trouble. That's a sign of a currency war. Let me give you the
right
sign of a currency war. Just the other day, the president of Brazil, go back and look this up now, April the 11th of 2012, the president of Brazil, Mrs. Dilma Rousseff, came and visited the White House and the president, and while she was there, she said, Mr. President, you must stop your expansionist policy of QE1, QE2, and QE3. She said, we don't have a Federal Reserve. We can't print money like you can. Instead, You are hurting our currency. And if you don't quit this, Mr. President, we are going to start a currency war. This will be the first sign of a crack in the derivative market, and then I'll give you the other two signs in a moment or two. But, George, we are on the verge of some catastrophic events.
No doubt. No doubt. And it's going to happen sooner than later, isn't it?
Yes. Now, after currency wars, whenever the currency wars get to the point that they are severe, you will see a second sign. It will be trade wars. Let me show you what has happened to the dollar in 90 days. Folks, are you ready? Please write these down. On April the 5th of 2012, there was a group of countries called BRICS, B-R-I-C-S, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. They met in New Delhi. They are 43% of the world's population, 18% of the world's GDP, and 53% of the world's global financial capital. And they said, we are not going to use the American dollar any longer in sale and trade of products amongst ourselves. It was a coffin in the nail of the American dollar. Look back to February, first week of February 2012. China and Japan made a trade agreement, the largest ever signed on the face of the earth. They said, we'll buy and sell products amongst ourselves. We will not use the American dollar. Put down the next date, March of 2012. Iran said, India said, Iran, we need your oil. Iran's the fourth largest supplier of oil on the face of the earth, 3.5 million barrels every 24 hours. And India said, we need that oil, but we can't use the American dollar because the Americans have put sanctions on us, so you can't sell through the petrodollar. Iran, we want your oil. We will pay you in outright gold.
That's right.
To March of 2012. Saudi Arabia. Oh, please, folks, you go back and look in the backside of the Wall Street Journal. You'll find this one. Saudi Arabia said, China, we want to sell you oil. We will build the largest oil refinery that's ever been built on the face of the earth in China. We will supply you oil. Saudi Arabia is our number one foreign supplier. And they said, we will not use the American dollar for the sale and trade of that oil. The American dollar has died in 90 days, and it will show up on the grocery store shelf and the hardware store and in the drug store within approximately 6 to 9 months. And then we came along with SWIFT. Oh, please, folks, you've got to go and look this one up. SWIFT stands for Society of Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications. And all currencies, as long as the American dollar has been the reserve currency of the world, nations transferred funds through SWIFT like you would transfer funds through Western Union. And now there are 10 countries that are saying, and two of them, of course, are India and China, we will not use SWIFT any longer for the transfer of our funds. We are not going to use the American dollar any longer. And then China came along and said to Iran on April the 27th of 2012, I hope you're writing these dates down, looking them up on the Internet for yourself. We, and all of this the elite have given me, trying to protect my hide and my dinner table. And Iran said, we'll sell China oil, and China said, we will pay you in gold. Folks, within 90 days' time, the American dollar has died, George.
Lindsay, I love the way you approach this with this just common sense attitude. Lindsay Williams, our special guest, half hour to go. We're going to take phone calls with him. And I do want to mention that those of you who love what he does, his DVD series, Secrets of the Elite, I'll have him tell you a little bit about that and where you can look for that as well. Lindsay Williams, as we talk about prophecy next on Coast to Coast AM. Well, on our next Coast to Coast program, we're going to take a walk on the paranormal side as we talk about magic and unlocking the power of other dimensions. So get ready for that. When we come back in just a moment with Lindsay Williams, let's take some phone calls with what has really been an informative 4 hours tonight. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Lindsay, some of these elitists who tell you the inside scoop, what's going on, are they risking anything by doing that?
Not at the age they are. Keep in mind that the older elite, I'm not a young fellow myself. I'm in my 70s, but just as active as I was when I was in my 40s. These people now are retired, and they don't have that much to lose. And I think more than anything else, they're giving me this information to protect my own family. And there's one last thing that each person out there in the audience, please write down the fourth sign. That's interest rates. The final indicator that you will have before there comes a complete financial collapse will be when the Federal Reserve announces they're going to begin to raise interest rates. A 1% rise in interest rates will add $140 billion to the national debt. You can readily understand how that there's no way that America can survive this. Now, the cure for all of this, the elite have told me, Chaplain, the other day I was just flabbergasted. I was beside myself. I said, what can I do? They gave me these three things. They said, Chaplain, you must secure your assets immediately. And I said, what are you talking about? Secure your assets. They said, get out of all paper. The elite have long since gotten out. Every paper. In fact, before Mr. Fromm passed away, the expression was made one time, one day. He said, Chaplain, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. What they basically are saying to me is, Chaplain, it would be much better to have a little spot of land that you could raise a garden on than it would to have a piece of paper in the bank after the bank.
Oh, that's so true, Lindsay, isn't it?
Yes, and in gold and silver. Now, I do not sell gold and silver. You couldn't buy an ounce from me if you tried. Keep in mind where it's going. They will use gold and silver to back the new world currency, and I have been told that gold is going to go to $3,000 an ounce. This is what the elite have told me. They've said that silver is going to $75 an ounce. Don't panic over the fact it's going down a little bit right now. It is going up, and I'll give you the man's name, Bank of America, McNeil Curry. One of the leading people in Bank of America made this statement on Thursday, the 4th. Of April the 26th on 2012, he said, go back and look it up for yourself. He said, gold, before it stops, it will go to $7,000 an ounce. That's exactly what the elite have also said to me. Folks, secure your assets immediately. Know the signs, and you can win over the new world order, George.
Let's take some phone calls here, Lindsay. We've got you for about 15 more minutes here, and I do want you to mention, why don't you do that now? You have a DVD series called Secrets of the Elite. Where do people find it?
3.5 hours of DVD viewing. It's a mini college education of finance. Three of the leading financial names of America, you will see them appear with me. One of them gives his testimony for the first time. Plus, we give you a 1-hour and 12-minute CD. When you get these, please listen to the CD first. Then view the 3.5 hours of DVDs, and you will know exactly what to do. You'll have all of the formulas. You'll learn what I have learned from the elite. George, just in passing, for just a moment here, I'm 76 years of age. I jog almost daily with my 18-year-old son.
Good for
you. I do not get tired, and I have no shortness of breath. I have learned some of the most amazing things from the elite over these 35 years, and every bit of it we give in our new Secrets of the Elite. Go to our toll-free lines. They're 1-888-799-6111, or you can go on the web to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, or 24 hours a day. American operators, by the way, 888-799-6111, Secrets of the Elite.
American operators, what are they?
exactly, George. I do agree, but that's all we have. And I said, the only way you're going to have my business is if you'll have Americans to answer the telephones. So we have a fulfillment center that will do that.
I called on my credit card last week, Lindsay, and I swear to the man upstairs, the person answered from India or Pakistan. And, you know, they kept asking me for my Social Security number, which I assume they had, if they just looked at their records, and it was a strange, strange call. I don't know what's happening to this planet.
Well, I know one thing. We are going to win. We still have that Constitution. Not too long ago, I was speaking in Canada, and a person came up to me after the meeting, and they said, Chaplain, we want you to go back to America. He said, you're the only country left on the face of this earth that has that Constitution. He said, you fight for everything you're worth. I believe we're going to win, George. You see, there's one thing I learned about the elite when I lived with them those 3 years, and that is there's only one thing on the face of the earth they're afraid of. They are afraid of the masses waking up. There's only a handful of them, and I know who most of them are. but there's millions of us, and Americans are waking up so fast because of just like programs you have put on tonight, George. I congratulate you. You cannot imagine how happy I am that this network has put on such a marvelous program of information for your listeners tonight, George.
Okay, let's go to the final phone calls with Lindsey Williams. Let's go to Michael in Bloomington, Indiana. There you go, Michael. Hi. Take it away.
Hi, George. This is Michael. It's great to hear, great to be talking with you.
Sure thing.
I'm 33 years old, and not that this plays a big part in it, but I've been very diligent since I was very young. And I'm 33. I've got my house paid off. I own everything I have. And the next point in my life was to start working towards retirement. But now I'm scared to death to even put money into a bank because of all this talk about the default of the dollar and the default of the U.S. Reserve. So I'm kind of at a loss now. As far as there's people that working just as hard as I am and even harder, working two or three jobs, and there's a capability of just, you know, everything collapsing and everything they've worked for just being taken from them. So it almost makes it makes me scared to death just to even make a move on even planning for retirement at
sure.
this point. So my question is it time just to start burying money in the backyard in a PVC pipe so a metal detector can't find it?
Well, you should be concerned. I'm so glad you are, and that brings up what Mr. Fromm told me a long time ago before he passed away one day on the phone. He said, Chaplain, there's only one way to protect yourself. And I said, what's that? He said, do you know what the currency of the elite is? Oh, please, write this down. Do you know what the currency of the elite is? And I said, what are you talking about? He said, our currency is gold and silver. Now, that was 3.5 years ago when you could have bought gold for $600 an ounce. I went on every radio station I could across America, and I said, buy every piece of gold and silver you can get your hands on. If those who listened to my elitist friend back 3.5 years ago, today that gold is worth three times. 3 × 6 = 18. Well, there's about 1,600 right now. And there's only one way to protect yourself, and that's the way the elite are protecting themselves. They've long since gotten out of paper.
Lindsey, what drives you? What pushes you?
What pushes me? At my age, the one thing that pushes me is I love the United States of America. I have a great admiration for our Constitution. I believe it's the greatest nation on the face of the earth. I believe that we, as our founding fathers, founded this as a place to come where they could worship freely and not be told what to do by a king, and we positively must turn it around. You know, I find no retirement in the Bible whatsoever, George. Moses walked to his own funeral. And I'll never retire. I'll just keep on plugging away out here, getting on coast to coast every time I can, wanting people of every type thing the elite have given me. And I believe we're going to see this thing turned around and have back our freedom again someday.
All right. Good for you. Let's go to Nick, Boise, Idaho, on the wild card line. Hey, Nick, how are you?
Hi, George. Hi, Lindsey. How you guys doing?
Good.
I got a question. I'm struggling along here, paying big credit card bills every month, and but all this talk about collapse, should I just, like, I got behind a little bit on them, and I don't know, I was thinking about, you know, getting a debt consolidation or getting a grant bankruptcy, and should I just, like, stop paying them and start buying gold and silver and food, or what should I do? I don't know what to do. I'm at the end of my rope here.
Well, I would highly recommend the three individuals, one of them who finally got so disgusted with all of the wickedness on Wall Street until he went into his own private business. And I'd highly recommend the three individuals who are leading people on my new DVD set, Secrets of the Elite. They actually give their phone numbers. And since they are honest people, Christians, that will lead you in the right direction, seek some advice from them. They can help you.
Okay, we go to Tom, Riverside, California, west of the Rockies. Thanks for that advice, Lindsey. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, George. Hi, Lindsey.
Hi there.
Hi, Tom. I appreciate your program tonight. It's pretty interesting. I wanted to say I think one of the very first things I would do if I had my way in the country, I'd stop the START treaty. That'd be the first thing. Because there's no reason this country should disarm itself in the face of what's going on. That's insane. We should keep our nuclear arsenal. We're a free people right now. I don't care how much If I'm in a better position, I don't have any money to trade for gold. But if I did, I wouldn't be happy with that, because even if I have gold, I'm not going to have my country. The people that are doing this, if it truly is happening, and I believe it is for a long time, the whole thing, the last 50 years, reads like a fascinating book. From Kennedy's assassination on, it all matches up. But the thing of it is that if we don't, it's got to be done outside the government. Our governments, no, our politicians can't do it. Even if you elect Romney, he's going to stall for time. If you have Obama, I'm going to vote for Obama. I'm not voting for Romney, even though I don't like Obama, because I want it to come down. If it's going to come down, let him come in down. But Romney, I think, is a pretender. But the thing of it is that it's got to be done with somebody popular. I'd say Clint Eastwood would be my choice. I mean, in a make-believe world. It would be Ron Paul. It don't have to be Clint Eastwood to be president, but Ron Paul, a coalition, just like when this government was formed here in this country, they had to get a coalition. They had to bring those 13 states, which didn't get along. They had to get them together. They had to sit down and work it out. And it wasn't easy. It wasn't all everybody wanted to do this. They fought. If you remember the history, they fought each other. The southern states fought the northern states when the revolution, before the revolution, and they had to agree on fighting the crown. There was a lot, most of the people, I don't know if most of the people, but a good deal of the people were loyal to the crown during the revolution.
That's true.
It had to be agreed upon. You got to get somebody popular in there. I can't think of anybody with more personal and likable. Nobody's going to be perfect, but somebody like Clint Eastwood, somebody, Trump, I think, is a very American person. Clint Eastwood is very American. The thing I like, I'll show you an example, is that in his movies, we need a Clint Eastwood moment right now.
Well,
there's
no doubt. Lindsay, we're almost out of time, just a few minutes to go. Obviously, Tom feels as if we need a major change.
Well, we positively do, and I think the change we need is what one of our former presidents said. He said, walk softly and carry a big stick. And then Ronald Reagan said, peace through strength. These men had the answers, and they succeeded during their administrations, George.
Okay, you got it. Let's go to Indiana, east of the Rockies. Hey, Adam, go ahead.
Oh, hello.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. One of my biggest questions is, I've been listening all night so far, so for all of us that just live paycheck to paycheck, and you talk about buying silver and gold and all that, but the biggest thing is, like people like me, we can't afford to take out loans. We can't afford to go outside of our means. How would we end up making it? My biggest thing is, I mean, like the only thing I have on my hand that's the gold, anything, is my gold band for my wedding.
Well, first of all, you definitely can secure all of the assets that you may have, whether they be small or large. One of the elite said to me the other day, he said, Chaplain, how much money do you have in your bank account? I said, I'm not going to tell you over the telephone.
Yeah, it's none of your business. That's what you should tell him.
Yeah, it's none of your business. But he said, okay, I'll put it this way. He said, can you afford to lose it? I said, not on your life. Even though it might only be $1,000, I can't afford to lose it. He said, Chaplain, secure your assets. I don't care what they are, whether they be small or large, you've got to secure those assets.
And what do you mean by secure, Lindsay? What do you mean by secure your assets?
Put them into something besides paper. Put them into something that's not going to fail. Put them into a garden spot or a paid-for roof over your head. Anything that you can possibly afford to do without going into debt, because debt is what the elite are creating for the purpose of being able to take you over.
All right, good point. Let's go next to Steve Ventura, first-time caller, California. Hi, Steven.
Yes, good evening. George, to you and your guests, I have a big, big question I've had for 25, 30 years. I've heard it. I'm 67. It's a big question no one's been able to answer. This alleged $13 trillion, or whatever that we owe or we're in debt to, And then, you know, China has a $3 trillion, you know, on the bank, like you just said. Who are the, is the big shot or shots or country or countries that we owe this money to? Who do we owe? No one's been able to tell me. And before the answer, what about, I'm the biggest guy on the football field. What if I'm in the mood not to let you have the football? So, can anybody answer that question?
We owe the debt to those who have bought our T-bills and the Federal Reserve issues of bonds over the years. Now, the debt means nothing. The government knows that. They know it'll never be paid back. It's the interest on the debt which cannot fail to be paid even for 1 month or the dollar would collapse. And this is what's so bothering to most everyone right now is the fact that the Federal Reserve last year purchased a stunning 61% of their own treasury issues because other nations don't trust our dollar anymore. So the debt is owed to those who have bought our T-bills.
All right, so they be. One more call. Let's go to John, Oklahoma City. Hey, John, take it away.
Hey, George, I love the show.
Thank you, sir.
A first-time caller speaking to you. I've spoken to some of the other hosts, and I'm an insider. I had a question for the chaplain.
Okay.
I'm a Catholic theologian, and one thing that keeps running through my mind as he speaks is, as their chaplain, he seems to have gotten their confidence and affection and so forth. And I can't help wondering, and this is not to judge anyone, but if he ever got to address the question of the state of their souls, of these men, because playing games with people's lives and their finances all over the world, like so many pawns on a chessboard, seems to me rather risky spiritually.
Well, do you agree with that, Lindsay? We've got 40 seconds left.
Yes, I positively had to have an opportunity to witness to many of these people, give them the truth. And one of them just recently, when he passed away, his son assured me that I will see him in heaven. So it makes it worth it all of what I've been able to do over the years.
Lindsay Williams, DVD series, The Secrets of the Elite, is website, Prophecy Club. .com. Thank you, Lindsay. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, George Knapp, John B. Wells, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie. Somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM, we'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.